Mike in South Carolina is calling with the number one question asked here at the Money Pit. Flooring, what's going on at your house?
We built our house about 15 years ago, and we want to stay in it long term. So we're going to replace the whole bottom floor to start with either laminate or hardwood. And every home improvement store that we go to seems to have a different opinion on what would be best for the long term. So,
okay, so this is the entire first floor of the house?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Well, laminate's going to probably be a bit less expensive than hardwood, but they're both very attractive. I mean, some folks just like the natural look of hardwood and would probably find mm-hmm. that
and then you
to
get
add
the
a bit
refinishing
more value
ability.
Than laminate.
You know, you have the option as wear and tear occurs to go ahead and refinish, remove the stain, change the color, reurethane, you know, really make it last, you know, many
years. And that was one of the advantages that we had looked at, because it appears to be a lot more flexible as far as, like I say, we want to stay in the house. We're still relatively young and want to be there for a long time. So we had kind of leaned towards
wood. Well,
I think
if you lean towards wood, that you are probably going to choose
wood.
And you wouldn't be happy with laminate.
Yeah.
You know, as much as laminate can look like wood, it always, you know, is not real. I mean, the only other option is an engineered hardwood.
Well, in your opinion, is the pre-finished better than the self-finish or the aftermarket finish as far as hardwood?
If you use a pre-finished floor, you want to make sure that you buy the best quality finish possible. There are different durability levels. You know, there's residential level, there's commercial level, and believe me, it makes a big difference. The pre-finished floors have actually gotten a lot better over the years. Those finishes are now aluminum oxide-based finishes. That's the same material sandpaper is made out of, and they're really, really durable. That being said, there's nothing better than a brand new, unfinished, built-in hardwood floor. I mean, that's really a core part of the building. And in terms
of
refinishability, you can't refinish a pre-finished floor.
Okay.
Yes, you can only refinish a regular, raw, originally installed floor. If you try to refinish a pre-finished floor, you are going to find that, for example, if you think about the profiles of those boards, Leslie, they're
and you're always going to end up with that
are,
weird
are
section
bead.
Of stain.
And you can't get in there. And I've also seen problems with adherence between the old finishes and the field-applied and the factory-applied finishes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Now, if you put down a raw hardwood floor, is it best to then have a pro come in and finish because of the types of urethane coatings that are available to them?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think you could do it yourself and do a pretty good job and have a floor finish that's going to last you, you know, 5 to 7 years.
And is it obvious that oak would be the best of the flooring materials?
Not necessarily. I mean, what about a product like bamboo? That's incredibly durable as well.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it. I think you've pointed us in the right direction now anyway, so I'll let my wife make the now that I've done this, I'll
the
let her
executive
do the heavy
decisions.
Lifting.
Yeah. You sound like a smart man, Mike.
Yeah, I've been married 27 years. I definitely have learned how to compromise.
And now we know why. You're an inspiration, my friend. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.